Gilg Tú, Gilg Jé as Gilg Ferach.
Kleine Gael, Shen Nenna McLeish Shaw, as Bavaliam Shusha Haltacha. My name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
This programme, which is called Kleine Gael, is a bilingual one, and in it you'll hear some parts in the English language, as on Genishu Clash and Arn and Elyagi Sechil, yes. And in it you'll hear some other parts of it in the Manx Gaelic as well, Shen de Grey and Chinian Amera, in the mother tongue of Elin Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and you reach. We were hearing Dr. Jennifer Cooley Draskow telling us something of the background to her new novel. And after a bit of a recap, we'll go on to hear more about it in this edition of Kleine Gael. And Shachtu le jeg mi vart, Shenan le ta slai, chene hinrach an ons nyerin, a cholio magit de tail, Jinno erdelia je la felia nu patrunach na hieren, nu farig. As ma saw tashin jinno shen, sonon actus ter re jintain er a gerig, benten rish le an elia jen sort shen. Having devoted a programme to the music of Wales, and then to the music of Cornwall, in honour of their patronal saints' days, David and Pirin, this time we'll look ahead to St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. So we'll take the opportunity to enjoy some of the music of Ireland. We'll start with a singer from County Tyrone, Bernadette Morris. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nashun, skeliena wash dulish, Elin Vanning. Molly the Cuckoo Nichulinon, sung by Bernadette Morris. Dr. Jennifer Cooley Draskow's latest novel is called Transportee, and it was inspired in the first place by reading the work of one of her relatives, Hampton Creer, whose research led to the publication of his excellent work Never to Return, published in 2000. This was the springboard to further research by Jennifer, and here she is to remind us of some of the background.
Which is the tale of Manx felons transported in 1698. Because this is probably the only time that a ship actually came to the Isle of Man to collect Manx so-called felons. And they'd been locked up in Castle Rushen for years, so they'd had a very bad time of it already. I've always thought that it would be interesting to know what happened to some of those people, and if I didn't know, then I would make it up, because it is a work of fiction. She does arrive in Jamaica, which it is not certain that the lady on whom she was based did arrive, but she's got to arrive. You wouldn't have a story otherwise. So clearly she arrives in Jamaica, and she keeps running away. So in the end, they get fed up with her and they brand her as a fugitive transportee on the forehead, and they send her off to the black people. She's got to go live with the slaves because she's so tiresome. She's proved so difficult and recalcitrant. And so she gets to know a lot about the slaves' lives. The slaves in general are very kind to her because they realise that she's, you know, she's down and out just as they are. She's got not a lot of hope.
Les gin er slai was na tírachan as ta la felia nu patrúnach a reoch ar a gerig, sen da grei dydd dewi sant an chidla mi vart, as was in gin er over sa gilgirish bretnach, Arthur S.B. Davis, Art MacAvich, as eis gúl pirin an chwegulai mi vart, as was in gin er ronsach sa gilg gint eg cornach Henry Jenner. Les smolinach i'r tio la ffeilio nhw patrwnach nierin, la ei porig, ta sy'n gyn dynia cochionol trys nierin, fe cwmol ons diflin tre ren esyn mŵr rhen, dy greinach y slai ons man, dy chor geil dyn gler cheltiach och, man yr ish fod i mo iarach nŵ iarni, och, chyn i'n amera myta, yn gilg. Ta enw y dynia sio, Edmund Edward Fournier Dalb, as fine enum shaw be fissio for thee, the denk na shan erich an egger was your rank. A visitor to the island for both the Peel traditional boat weekend and for an chruniach was Derry Farrell. Here he sings about the Shamrock Shaw.
You brave young sons of Erin's Isle, I hope you will attend a while. To the wrongs of dear old Ireland I'm going to relate. For it's black and Carson was the day that our parliament was taken away, and all our grief and sufferings commences from that day. And our hardy sons and daughters fair to all other countries must repair, and leave their native lands behind in sorrow to deplore. For to seek employment they must roam far, far away from their native homes. And that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Now Ireland is with plenty blessed, but the people there are sore oppressed, all by those Carson tyrants that they are forced for to obey. Some hardy landlords for to please, our houses and our farms they'll seize, and put 50 farms all into one and send us all away. Regardless of our widows' cries, our orphans' tears and our mother's sighs, in thousands we are driven from home, which grieves my heart's full sore. We are fought with famine and disease, and we've emigrated across the seas from that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Our sustenance is taken away, our tithes and taxes for to pay, to support that law-protected church to which they do adhere. And our Irish gentry, well, you know, to all other countries they do go, and the money from all Ireland is squandered here and there. Oh, but if those squires soon stay at home, and not to all other countries roam, oh, but to build mills and factories there to employ our labouring corps. For if we had trade and commerce there, to me no country can compare to that sore oppressed island that they call the Shamrock Shore. Gian Bully boasts and he laughs with scorn, and he says that the Irish man is born to be always discontented now, for at home he cannot agree. But we banish this court from the land, and in harmony like brothers stand to demand the rights of Ireland. Let us all unite and be, and our parliament in College Green, for to assemble 'twill be seen. And happy days in Erin's Isle we soon will have once more. Then dear old Ireland soon will be a brave and glorious country, and peace and blessings soon will smile all round our Shamrock Shore.
Fine singer Derry Farrell singing about the Shamrock Shore. Versluch Fournier d'Alb nin Ugeno, Shen de Grey, Jane Aglish Frottestunach's rank. Ach, van Fogre Nant, Corkid dau Ayr Derech Reduoc, Neyaid a Rauer rank Nichir Chatoliach. Ach, for tran les gint naioc rish blinten. As for yera, va fogra Fontainebleau, n cheruri Louis Jeg, sevlein sheichi Jeg Cairfidus Queg, gre na rawi saiach a jau na soldier. Ersen ren imidi ugino fegele rank, as henked gasarsen, as an luch tai fournie dalb na mastoc. Genadam grei na va shanach as a luch tai shenrish blinten de lur, mush dech heed blain, ach fejera va dunye enmesich Edward Herman Fournier d'Alb, va studera fysik as jesachteris an oluskol lunning. Reneshen pusa Ellen Marie Beecham, as va mark rugich da ons lunning savlein hach he jeg, 3 feet as hach, as va shen Edmund Edward Fournier d'Alb. The Speedwell, the vessel that took these dozen felons from the island in 1698, went first to West Africa to take on board another about 200 slaves from there to carry them to Jamaica, which was where the felons were bound. So there were two different groups on board, as Jennifer notes.
To my mind, there are two things that always need saying about slavery and indentured servitude. One is that the way they were treated depended very much on the character of the plantation owner and his overseers. So it depended very much on their character. But of course, the huge difference between the indentured servant and the slave was this. If you survived the maltreatment, if you survived probably being raped if you were a female slave, and being knocked about if you were a male slave or anybody, you weren't fed properly. But if you survived that, after a given period, usually it was 7 years, you could be free. Slaves couldn't be free. Never. Mm. And if any children born to them, and children were born to them because a lot of rape went on, and among other things, so children were born to them. But if the children were born to a slave, the children would be slaves. And that was not the case of the indentured servants. And that must have made a huge psychological difference, I think, between the two states. I mean, a lot of the indentured servants died because they were knocked about. And in fact, some scholars have said that the indentured servants were really worked harder in some cases because the slaves represented money. They were a financial. They were prime livestock. That's the way they were thought of. I'm sorry. Whereas the indentured servants, you only had them for a few years. You might as well get all you could out of them.
Now we have the flying bow of Emma Sweeney, who was here from Cruniac with Rena Connolly a couple of years ago. Thank you. excellent fiddle playing from Emma Sweeney there. Se stasiun yn asiun ta radio fanin, as yn sio ta siw geisdiach rys Claire Nigail. Mish Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
12 Manx felons, who'd been held in some cases for a number of years already, were taken on board the Speedwell to be transported. I took up the matter of their destination with Jennifer. They were in fact going to Jamaica. It must have been quite early for the Jamaican plantations, because the, what would it be, 1680s, the British took over?
Yeah. Well, it was quite early, and after a while, of course, the Jamaicans said they didn't want indentured felons and they didn't want women. They wanted nice, young, strong Africans, and they couldn't be bothered with all these women convicts. They wouldn't get have that. But at the time, they were accepted there. And not a lot has been done that I know, and I have been trying to look into it, obviously, about the convicts who went to Jamaica, whereas, of course, a lot's been done about the convicts who went to Australia. But my heroine my protagonist is in Jamaica. She obviously gets to know these black people, as I said before, gets to know about the Maroons, the wonderful Queen Nanny, who was one of the female warriors of the Maroons. She was a Ghanaian woman. Said to be able to catch bullets in her hands and also in her buttocks, which she then fired again. But it is suspected that the last was probably British propaganda to vulgarise her image, because it was a vulgar image. But she was a great figure, and there are many representations of her. I just touch on her briefly.
Gorishan air egger, Hank Edmund Edward Fournier Dalb de Vey Naskiandach. Genus du deres ons Dusseldorf as ons Lunning, as hure doctorach ons Lunning as fair sorge ons Birmingham. Henk egus divlins of lane harchi jeg, care feed as queg jeg, merish na shan ferent in egger. Va care de Edmund ronsach ons serlanen san oluskoil as ons collation shayens. Ach, va sly egger ons chingachen nis. Renis du deres ons Dusseldorf, maso ve gin der auwe germanisch egger. Ach, fe lot frangis nis, as dinsie a vretnis, as jernis venach, as jernis no emsirach, chomas Esperanto. Fe na alta jay bing conner in the gwaelgad, as bingen shesach denelia cochalant ris jernis. Chomas shen fe alta a ving ren cor erbun fesh kioel, sif lein hochi jeg, cairfid a shach jeg. This now is Sinead O'Connor. Words of an earlier traditional song were added to and arranged as a call to arms by Padraig Pearce. Your fine land in the possession of thieves, while you were sold to the foreigners.
Ah!
She the Wachowalia, sung by Sinead O'Connor. Bit early to be talking of this coming of summer yet, though. Ons peber and nyach sin alien sivlein hochi jeg kerfid as hoch jeg, va kunta jay o red hug Edward Fournier Dalb eg banglein an eisteddwod. Ve lort mchion de chingach and kelchach, as bach de lay der out fierce can shawl day, as henke erlie er a gil gegetre chance and a redchen, as ve grey der awe ons gau, as bunna skull er skeba mach er tonnen de verl, but chitsjach master de kirti. Look, Shen was screwing weissen, shira fis machion and gilg, as grainy a sly on snallion, the yinoden of a gentle snarin, the chorer bun, shezach er lie, the chummel sous and chinya. Henken en a mega, the way myer end, the lider and the paper and nyach snallion, mushin tray shen. Esh for art cor fis, the rawi a chor screwing, gaspinancia Florence Lawton, van a screwder Jane Gild, the chebel ergid, more ounder son cohira. Goyler and Sir Gilg. As well as the trials and tribulations of the slaves and the indentured servants, particularly of her protagonist Breja, a felon transported from the Isle of Man, there's another thread in Jennifer's novel.
I've also gone into some research into the treatment of gays in London at the time. This is important because with the plot, the son of the plantation owner, where my protagonist ends up, turns out to be gay, and he goes out to Jamaica because things are getting very difficult for gays in London. There were a lot of honey traps, there were a lot of raids on so-called molly houses where gays like to frequent, and he realised that things were getting too hot for him in London, so he came out to Jamaica. But you'd have to read the story to see what happens there. So those are the two aspects that have been interesting to pursue while writing it.
Mm. There's a song in Manx called Delaney in the Sophia Morrison collection. I think that this is an Irish version of it, Idr Corki Gustulish, sung by Alan Burke.
Thank you.
Alan Burke and the song Idr Corki Gstulish.
My agent said it was very, very gloomy in the beginning, but then it's a fairly gloomy subject, isn't it? You know, people being married off at 14 to brutes and locked up in Castle Rush and chained to a male prisoner for ages on trumped-up charges. But she uses her brains and she's quite a feisty little soul. She makes the most of it. Mm. And I think she comes out on top. So I think the whole of life is either a comedy or a tragedy. It just depends when you draw the line, isn't it? Sure. If you draw the line on a laugh, then it's been, you know, it's all been worth getting to. If you draw the line on a gloomy aspect, and then it's been a tragedy. So I think all life has both elements, doesn't it?
Yes. With regard to the sentencing, they were sentenced to be transported for a certain period, and we know that people later did serve the sentences and were released or even got pardons before the end of their sentence. And yet these dozen who were transported from the island had to take an oath of abjuration never to return to the island at all.
And also, Darby had got a bit fed up with having them all in Castle Rushen, and he wrote a letter in November, I think it was November, December 1697, where he said, I can't be doing with all these people hanging around under sentence of death, because they were all under sentence of death, they were all going to be hanged. And what they'd done, I mean, Joni Cowan killed her baby, infanticide, and there was no sympathy for postpartum depression or anything like that. You know, she murdered her baby, that was it. But other people, they'd stolen a goose, or they'd stolen part of a plough, or they'd stolen a lamb. You know, not what we'd regard as capital offence. Well, we don't have capital offence today, but even when we had, back in the 50s, that would not have been a capital offence.
Ren banasha lorten, this binger gild, image ergid, mancha fournier dalb, ach, hugget defun son and hid under on skoiler rense gild. As hugged punt son and hid under uns lie mach as connent no a vibel chasherig sigilg. Tre henke gild heen, henke mach der au fournier dalber jitkus an alien, as for quirra ersen, de chorna ounder and shen dousen versa hid inid. Och we an shon yis son chaglum scant shoil, tre henk sly kujach de chor erbun and chesach ilgach. Ach yn ei unrych yn drawi cion ffenis, och, hwg ei o red nys, dy chor môl ys sôl ys dawsyn fwn sien, ys ren cew tai dy chor erbwn yn tsesach sio. Ach, sain daw grae yn y raw, yn tsesach ilgach fwn. Ys am dy gyrach trai hengstiach imyd yn enym sien, fy'n tsesach cwrt erbwn leis enym sy fyl, the Manx Language Society. This now is an Irish reel as arranged by classical musician and teacher Charles Villa Stanford. Thank you. Binula and Una Hunt. Sjodju, stasjun na nasjun, shendagre, radio vanning. Shekleine gael te guller skeljene kartnish, merempin, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Did the ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Smunyan mchion and Cheshach Ilgach ons na lane smog a shen, tashin smunyan for the air Sophia Morrison. Eerosh marau and Cheshach Ilgach courage erbun, hogish erbun braslan gilgach ons putni hinja. As for noten jints on studeren, Lorish Munger G. Edmund Goodwin. As hank the noten shen the sand me the way clowichmar, lessoon and toshi sagilg. For Sophia Morrison fair jousen for kiln fainish as hug erbun and cheshach ilgach, as we riachmar alter ving. Achs forach van gilg shen, we fair jay mush lye heed the horseher and vaughn. Harawish and chid screwder and cheshach, ach hankish jackson ig shen savlain naihi jeg as nen. Vasimelia egmansje furnee dalb, de chor erbun shejach pan chelchach. Veshen de skuderji, as veis on kummel en hid chaglum med er chelchach gi, savlein naichi jeg, on stivlin.
And he said, yeah, they're all hanging around at Castle Rushen, and I want a decision made. I want them, you know, get rid of them. Or, there is an alternative, if they agree, they can be transported, never to return, unless they have a specific permission from me to come back. And if they have that, they can come back. And if they haven't, they can't. It's never to return in order to rid my isle of the disturbance of malefactors. And so they were all presented with this. They couldn't speak English. They were illiterate. They made a cross on it. And they were carted off to the Speedwell. Interestingly, I'm talking about Hampton Creer's book, and this is not relevant to my story, so I don't put it in, but I think one of the most fascinating aspects, I'm sure you'll agree, of Hampton's story, of Christian Hampton, is that after she was transported in the Speedwell, when she had married his ancestor, she'd been a young woman, and she had a couple of kids already. And when she was transported, never to return, Bishop Wilson had just arrived and he was new in post. And we know that Bishop Wilson was a stickler. And T.E. Brown tells us in no uncertain terms what a stickler he was. And the marriage laws were very strict. And Hampton Creer's ancestor plucked up his courage and he wrote to Bishop Wilson. He said, I'm left here with this farm and these kids. And I really need a helpmeet. I really need a wife. Can we assume that my wife is never to return and that therefore she is dead to me? And please, can I marry again? And amazingly, and he cudgelled his brains over it, and he also received quite a bit of flack for it, but Bishop Wilson said, okay. And he sent him a letter and he said, you do what you think's best. If you want to get married again, get married again. I give you permission, which was a one-off. It was quite extraordinary. And he did that.
Here we have the singer from Cork, Jimmy Crowley.
Good Christians all, both great and small, all you that feel inclined, your care bestowed in a fella full of gold, I'm almost out of me mind. The wives I had, and they're all gone and dead, my love has laboured in vain. I have married, I have buried, and very nearly married, and I'm sick from wives and the brain. The fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood tree, all the pretty little rabbits so engaging in their habits, and they all have been mates but me. Now the first of me page was a little Sally Sage, she once was a lady's maid, and she ran away one very dark day with the fellow with the white fish tray. The next she was a hook, she was a beauty and a cook, and I tell you the reason why. On her back she had a hump, on her leg she had a stump, she had the little squint in the eye. Oh, the fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood tree, oh, the pretty little rabbits so engaging in their habits, and they all have been mates but me. Now the next she was a charm, a little girl with a farm, well versed in harrows and ploughs. She gathered a rig and lots of little pigs, and she squeezed no milk from the cows. She was 16 stone, all muscle and bone. She looked with an awful sneer. Alas, she would be mine, she fell into decline. She swallowed up a mouse in her beer. The fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood tree, the pretty little rabbits all engaging in their habits, and they all live in mates but me. The next one that came was a blithe and jolly dame with a purse as long as me arm. It was full of yellow gold, a beauty to behold, the heart of a miser's charm. Her only sin was a love for gin, it brought her hopes to wreck. For she slipped in her heel and a piece of orange peel fell down and she broke her neck. Oh, the fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood tree, all the pretty little rabbits, so engaging in their habits, and they all live in mates but me. Now to add to me score, I had half a dozen more. Me list goes a long ways round. Some crossed o'er the sea for a better chap than me, while more of them were hanged and drowned. And the last one I had to drink, she went mad. In vain I tried to stop her. Sorrow was me tale, I discovered one day she was slowly by the death in the copper. The fox and the hare, the badger and the bear, the birds and the greenwood tree, all the pretty little rabbits all engaging in their habits, and they all haven't mates but me.
Jimmy Crowley with The Fox and the Hare, a song he got from John O'Connell of Ballyvourney, County Cork. Jennifer has told us about the very unusual circumstances of Hampton Crear's forebear getting permission from Bishop Wilson to marry again, because, although transported, Christian Hampton was, as far as they knew, still in the land of the living.
And Hampton Crear's relative did actually, ancestor, did actually marry three more times, because everybody died in childbed, and his last wife became Hampton's ancestress. She was a bridesmaid. But I found that fascinating that Bishop Wilson would do that, because we know that it caused him a lot of soul-searching. He didn't take it lightly. And a lot of people said, well, what do you want to do that for? It wasn't a very bishoply thing to do. But he did do it. And so, well, we wouldn't have had Hampton Crear if he hadn't. So we must be grateful, mustn't we?
I don't know about the later development of Jamaica, but obviously you mentioned transportation to Australia, later transportation to Australia, and of course we do know that people worked their sentences, were freed, and then went on to develop very prosperous lives thereafter. Mm. Was that the same sort of situation in Jamaica?
Probably in some cases. My story really stops before most of that would have come to pass. I think my story is very early in the history of certainly Liverpool slavery and also in the history of Jamaica, I suppose. So I haven't really... You tend to focus, you know, you have to limit your focus, and particularly when the subjects are so interesting. I find the whole aspect of slavery, indentured servitude, which has been very, very little researched.
Va Fonie Dalb Gavrach Emerich Bernard Edward Barnaby Fitzpatrick and Na Varan Baliachashil on Snyeren, the Chorerbun and Cochonel Pancheltiach. Ne Yai Drawen Charn Baliachashil as Snyeren, Hayag as Eton as College Brasnos Oxford, Rosh Medenke de Vena Haidur Se Cheshachagi Goldach. Gorish Fonie Dalb Nis, Ve Na Frodestunach. As fy awr ys eich siartans di erni mynyn gion. Fy ffei mor wyliag y siarn chyd chaglym sien, jyn cochionol pan chelchach sylfleu naich i jeg, er nod y jach yn siarn balich asdl, dy chag yn nai na bor yn sy'n Afric jas. As rish fy awr ys eich imod i asiwner yn iernach, er nod draw wdsyn yn sfor jyn y bor yn nai na goldi. Tref y chaglym rechyd y nafleins, jen chochionol pan celtiach, y naflein, naich i jegas nen, hai A.W. Moore, Sophia Morrison, y slai eliag ys diflin, as rys gys Cynarfon, sy flein naich i jegas cair, y sien yn flein hencyn chorn dyfei alta yn chochionol pan celtiach. There'll be a fair tomorrow in County Clare, Bay Aina Chamorach, Ingonti and Clare. And one of the people who'll be there is An Gracie Brog, the shoemaker. So says Muiron Ní Cóilíne. Maureen Cowley, Muiron Ní Cóilíne, from Corcuaghuine on the Dingle Peninsula in County Kerry. For Edmund Edward Fournier Dalb, scan Scanshoil and Tarn Gaelden Gilg, Ren Grainich Sophia Morrison, de Chorer Bun Brastel Gilgach and Sputne Hinja, Os Kuna de Chorer Bun and Chesha Gilgach, as uns Tarn Sophia Morrison, as Man in Ielia, Stiach, Sechochonel Pancheltiach. Henk yn cwrs egas yn hun mor sgiandach dylia dy fe smws gan sioel de, och ren e ofr bunadach son cwys na gilga ni iau na fel endalwr cwrt ersyn yn dynia sio Edmund Edward Fournier Dalb. Finally, Jennifer covers some of the difficulties about writing a novel in this sort of setting.
When people have researched it, sometimes there's been a backlash and people have said, oh, you're trying to detract from the terrible experience of the Africans. That's not the case at all. Would never try to detract from the terrible experience of the Africans and give it due credit and due credence. But there is another story. There is the story of what happened to the white people who were transported, particularly Irish people, for example, who were transported en masse by Cromwell. But I don't really go on long enough. You could go on forever finding out what happened to all these people afterwards. And I can't really do that because it would be such a big, expensive book. And as it is, it's going to be a very cheap little book. So it'll be all right. Oh, and you can get it from the Bridge Bookshop, by the way.
Good of my moment. As Kirt Elliam Mawist and Dr. Jennifer Cooley Draskow on Instun Machion and Yor Noek. Once again, my thanks to Dr. Jennifer Cooley Draskow for telling us about her new book, Transportee, available not only in book form, but also in a Kindle edition. As Shene was Claire Nigel a Kirt Shaw. Great ambassadors for Irish music over the years have been the Chieftains, but on the Chieftains 5 they played tunes from the Isle of Man. And so, as New Parrick, St. Patrick is so important here in the island, as well as in Ireland, we'll close with that. Nish, now, until the next time, this is Robert Cuttin Carswell, Robert a Carslach.
Our Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eva Machrieriu, as Orser Lie, as my Yerian Shed you will you.